From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. The administrator of the new $20 billion escrow fund being paid for by BP says the fund will pay legitimate claims quickly. Kenneth Feinberg says he will use a transparent methodology to help people in the Gulf area.
This is a very problematic challenge here in the Gulf. What is a business interruption claim worth?
Meanwhile, the House Judiciary Committee says data it has collected shows that BP has paid only $71 million out of an estimated $600 million for claims since the start of the oil disaster in the Gulf. President Obama traveled to Columbus, Ohio today for the start of what the White House says is the 10,000th road project paid for with stimulus funds.
Since I was here last year, we've begun to see progress all across the country. Businesses are beginning to hire again. Our economy, which was shrinking by 6% when I was sworn in, is now growing at a good clip. And we've added jobs for 6 out of the past 7 months in this country.
Mr. Obama says that while the economy is showing signs of recovery, he says the country is not where it needs to be. Authorities are still assessing the damage in Minnesota, where tornadoes left 3 people dead. Tom Weber reports from Minnesota Public Radio.
The deaths include a woman in southern Minnesota who died when the mobile home she was in was destroyed. Another man in the northwestern town of Mentor died when the gas station he was at was struck. No one died in the town of Wadena, but there was widespread damage, including a gas leak. Mayor Wayne Wolden recalls touring the damage on his four-wheeler with his teenage daughter.
I saw people walking around, coming out of their houses, and we just both broke down, crying. I had to stop the four-wheeler. It's tough to see your neighbors, the houses I drive by every day, just gone.
Minnesota's governor is touring damaged areas today. For NPR News, I'm Tom Weber.
The Obama administration says it's putting 8 countries on the fast track to receive assistance in building up their health systems. The program is called the Global Health Initiative Plus. NPR's Brenda Wilson has more.
88 countries get U.S. aid for HIV/AIDS, mother and child health, malaria, tuberculosis, and other tropical diseases. But a select group of countries will be getting extra technical and financial assistance to integrate these programs, among them Guatemala, Kenya, Mali, and Rwanda. An administration official told NPR that no country would be excluded, but the U.S. is rapidly scaling up its partnership with these countries, who will kind of be used as laboratories for how to deliver global health assistance more effectively. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
The Senate has taken temporary action to protect doctors from a scheduled cut of more than 20% in Medicare payments. The bill will go to the House, but action there won't happen until next week. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 26 points at 10,460 in trading of 3 billion shares. The NASDAQ is up 2 points at 2309. This is NPR News. José Saramago, the Nobel Prize-winning author of the novel Blindness, who often reimagined history with his writing, has died at his home in the Canary Islands after a long illness. NPR's David Gura has this remembrance.
In 1998, Saramago became the first Portuguese-language writer to win the Nobel Prize in Literature. Speaking through an English interpreter at the prize banquet, he remembered the day he learned he'd received the honor, and he thanked the Portuguese writers and writers in the Portuguese language.
It is through them our literatures exist. I am but one of them. I said that day that I was not born for this, but it was given to me. Thus, my best thanks.
Saramago, who was a mechanic and a journalist before he became a full-time author, wrote more than a dozen novels. One book, called The Gospel According to Jesus Christ, was banned in Portugal for offending religious sensibilities in the mostly Catholic country. So in 1991, he and his wife moved to Lanzarote in the Canary Islands, where, as he said, they lived in exile. David Gura, NPR News.
A Connecticut jury today convicted Hartford Mayor Eddie Perez on corruption charges. Perez has been found guilty of trying to extort money from a real estate developer and accepting home improvements as a bribe. The 6-week trial stemmed from allegations that Perez accepted $40,000 in home improvements from a city contractor. He also tried to extort $100,000 from a developer who wanted to buy city-owned property. Perez's sentencing is set for September. Some old space junk is causing concern at NASA for the safety of the International Space Station. Officials are tracking at least 3 pieces of junk that will come very close to the space station this weekend. I'm Jim Howard, NPR News, from Washington.